Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it does seem like the office holiday party is on the comeback, but could it be, I don't know, a bear trap for some people? We're joined by Julie Bauke. She's founder and chief career strategist with the Bauke Group. Julie, great to talk to you again.
Good morning.
Absolutely. Great to have you. All right. So holiday parties, how can these be pitfalls? What do we need to watch out for here?
In any normal year, holiday parties are a pitfall. But now add the fact that some of us are semi-feral. You know, we haven't been out of the home for a while. We might overindulge. And then on top of that, you've got, let's say, people who've only known work as a work from home sort of deal, the younger workers. And you've got potentially a recipe for overindulging, poor judgment, as we call them, career limiting moves. So if you've got a holiday party coming up here in the next month or two, because some companies do wait until after the holidays to do these types of events, you really have to be planful going in and know what you are going to do and aren't going to do.
Because even though you think it might be away from the office or no holds barred a little bit, your bosses are watching.
They are. And the difference is this is a not just a holiday party. It's called a work holiday party for a reason. And this really applies to any sort of work gathering outside of typical office hours. So we can drink too much, go on an empty stomach, you're nervous. Maybe you pregame in order to feel less nervous when you show up, but then that pregaming leads to another and another. And pretty soon, you know, you're dancing on tables or whatever it is people do now. You are exhibiting, as we call, poor judgment, and that will be remembered. So my advice there is go on a full stomach or an almost full stomach and get really planful up front about, look, I'm going to go. I'm going to stay for this period of time. I'm going to have one drink. I'm going to carry it around with me, or I'm going to have club soda. I'm going to partner with someone who's going to, we're going to keep our eyes on each other. So have a strategy going in. You do not want to be the topic of conversation the next morning about, did you see Fred? Holy cow. And so the alcohol is one thing. And the second is really attire. And unfortunately, this only applies to women because men have a limited bandwidth of what they wear anyway. And they might put on a festive tie. But this doesn't mean that you can put on your most revealing attire that you would never wear to the office. You, in effect, are in the office. Now there's just alcohol, food, and some lowered inhibitions. So again, it's a question of my favorite word when it comes to career management, the J word, judgment. Are you exhibiting good judgment? Do you understand that you are sitting, that you are in a place where you are with people who actually have the power over your career? And even if the higher level people are really ripping it and really, you know, drinking, it doesn't mean that it's okay for you. So don't necessarily take your cues, because their careers are on a track and they have that, they already have some solidification of their careers where they are. But especially if you are younger or earlier in your career or within the company, everything you do is under a microscope. So you've got, you do not want to wake up the next morning and say, I have to call your buddies and say, okay, tell me, how bad was it last night?
That's a great point. All right, we've talked about what could happen that's bad, but is there anything positive that can come out of showing your face at a holiday party and, mingling, maybe talking to the right people?
Absolutely. So if you are listening to this and you're saying, you know what? My company has a holiday party. I'm an introvert. I hate those things. I'm not going. I implore you to maybe change your mind, but do it thoughtfully. So here's my advice. Go early. Have a buddy. If you're afraid of walking into a room where you don't know many people, and many people are, go with somebody. But if you must go by yourself, walk in, find somebody else who's standing alone, and go up and talk to them, because they will be so grateful that you made them feel less awkward by standing there alone, that they will probably carry the conversation. If your goal in going to a holiday event, a work holiday event, is quite simply to show up for 90 minutes or so and meet two, maybe maximum three people to know who they are, understand what they do in the company, and at least show your face and ask and answer some questions, then you're a winner. This is not about going and pressing flesh, working the room, you know, all those terms we hate. And introverts absolutely shudder when they hear those terms. So if you can just say, my goal in going to this event is simply to meet two new people that work for this company, understand what they do, maybe carry one drink around or club soda, have a few bites, and then excuse myself. Go ahead and leave. You've got other plans. You win. I think not showing up is generally not a great idea. So I think you are responsible for your behavior when you show up. And if you can tell yourself, all I'm going to do is meet two new people, have a couple of snacks, and then I'm going to exit. Anybody can do that. And introverts especially, that is very doable. And I understand the hesitation of, especially if you're new or it's a gathering of several offices where, you know, you don't know a lot of people, then if you can simply go with the idea of two people, once I've met my two people, had a couple snacks, I'm going to let myself out the back door and show up, right? You know, we show up in a way I'm proud of the next day at the office or on a Zoom call. This is not an opportunity to consume as much free alcohol and food as your little belly can hold.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.